The last Gemara again, Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom Gemara we'll do again just. The Shaila was, what's called the Richuk Mokum? What's called you're away from Yerushalayim that you have a Ptur not to bring your Korban Pesach? So the Shaila between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. That Ula said, if you be, you're outside the Mokum of the Asiyah, you're outside Yerushalayim during the time that you can bring the Korban Pesach. That's called the Richuk Mokum. And Rabbi Yehuda said that Richuk Mokum means you're so far away from Yerushalayim that you can't even get in on time to eat the Korban at night. That's called Richuk Mokum. So Mori asked the Kasha, Omalei Ravalula, Omalei Rabalula. So Rabba told Tula, Lididoch Kasha have a Kasha on you, or Rabbi Yehuda Kasha have a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda also. Lididoch Kasha, according to you, I have a Kasha. The Amrit, you say, Kol Shen Yochol Likones Bishash Shchita, whoever is far away from Yerushalayim, that means 15 mil, that you can't walk into Yerushalayim from Chatzos Hayom, from the time that the Shechita starts, up until Shkiyas HaCham, if you can't make it into Yerushalayim, that's called your faraway Mokum Richuk Mokum, and your potter from bringing the Pesach Rishon. That's what you said, Ula. So the Kasha knew, Votomei Sheretz, if somebody touched the Sheretz today on Erev Pesach, the En Yochol Likones B'Shash Shechita. So on the daytime now, he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, because since he touched the Sheretz today, even if he goes to the Mikvah, he has to wait till Erev Shemes. So he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash the whole time while they're bringing the Korban Pesach. Still, Lukarmid, you Ula hold, Shechten Vazorkin Atame Sheretz, that the person has a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. And we say, let a Shliach bring the Korban into the Beis HaMikdash for you, and he'll shecht it for you, as long as by nighttime you'll be tor, you'll be able to eat the Korban. So you see, there's a chiyuv upon someone to bring a Korban, even though you can't be there B'Shash Shechita, as long as you're able to eat it at night. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Rabbi Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda Shita also. The Yom Ayur of Yehuda just said, what does Richuk Mokum mean? Somebody's far away, he's potter. Called Shein Yochol Likornes Peshas Achila. That means you're so far away that even if you start coming into Yerushalayim, you won't make it there the whole night time. You won't get to Yerushalayim throughout the night of Leil Pesach. That's how far away you are. Then you're potter from being in the Pesach Rishon. I, the Kasha is Vatomei Sheretz. You Rabbi Yehuda hold a Tomei Sheretz means somebody touched the Sheretz today on Erev Pesach. The halacha is that he goes to the mikveh today, and true, the whole daytime he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, but I call upon him at nighttime, as soon as it comes Seitzik Chavim, he's Tahor, and he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Yochol Likornis Peshas Achila, a Tomei Sheretz would be allowed to eat the Korban by night, because by nighttime he went to the mikveh ready by daytime, and it becomes Tahor at night. So since he's Torah ready, he should be able to eat the Korban. Ukoma, you Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you hold, Ein Shechtin Vazorkin Atomei Sheretz. You Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that Atomei Sheretz, since throughout the time of the Shechita, he was not Roy, he does not have a Korban. Even though at night time he's Roy Teet. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not totally in the Zman Achil at night time, because Atomei Sheretz should be allowed to have a Korban brought for him, because by night time he's Torah ready. Still, you Rabbi Yehuda says no, since by daytime, throughout the Zman of the Shechita is Tomei, he can't have a Korban brought for him. So you see, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, your Shechita should be, it's all totally if you're right to bring the Korban B'Shash Shechita. So why do you say here, if somebody's far away, that he could make it into Yerushalayim by nighttime to eat the Korban, he has the Chiyuv to bring the Korban. Even though he was far away, that throughout the whole daytime he can't get in. You see, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, it's totally if you're able to be here B'Shash Shechita. So Amalei, so Rav answered back, or Ula answered back, Lo Lididi Kasha, it's not a Kasha according to me, but Lo Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, it's not a Kasha according to either one of them. Lididi Lo Kasha, according to me, Ula, there's no question. What was the question again? That Ula holds, what's called a Derech Rechoika, if somebody was 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, that he can't travel in from Chatzai Sayyim up until Shkia. Throughout the whole time when you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, he could not make it into Yerushalayim. That's enough to give him a Ptur. So the question was, why a Tomei Sheretz is Mechuyu to bring a Korban? He can't come in throughout this Man Shechita. He could only make it by night to eat the Korban. But by daytime, since he's a Tomei Sheretz, he can't make it in. Why do you say he has the Chiyuv to have a Korban brought for him? That there it says, look, Lakasha, there's no Kasha. Derech Rechoyka L'Tor, V'yein Derech Rechoyka L'Tomei. The Torah says in Ugzeres HaKosiv, that if somebody's Tor, really is a normal person, just he's far outside Yerushalayim, that he can't make it in time to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Torah said he's potter. Now Ula learns, how far away is he? He's just far away that he can't make it into Yerushalayim by Shkiyas HaChama. Throughout the whole Zman HaShechita, he's so far away, then the Torah potted him. If a person is a Tomei Sheretz, even though right now he can't make it into the Beis HaMikdash, but the reason why he can't make it in is not because he's far away. It's because he's Tameh. For that, the Torah never said a Ptur. The Torah only said if a person is Derech Rechaikon, you have a Ptur, you don't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. Mashenkin, if you're here in Yerushalayim, just like you're Tameh, so what's stopping you from coming in? Yilchus Tumah. On Yilchus Tumah, the Torah never said the Gezeras HaKosah to say, you're Potter from the Korban. We say no. Have a Korban brought for you. Send the Shliach into the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban for you. Let him take it home. And at night time, you'll be Tor, so you'll eat the Korban at night. There was no Kasha Nula. Vital Reb Yehuda Lakash, there's no Kasha Reb Yehuda either. But Reb Yehuda says, as long as you can make it into your Shlaim by nighttime, to eat the Korban, you're Machuyiv. So you see, at nighttime is also enough. So the question is, what does Reb Yehuda say if a person touched the Sheretz on Erev Pesach, so he's Tomei throughout the whole day, even though at nighttime he's Tohor, if he went to the Mikvah in the day, by night he's Tohor, and he could eat the Korban, still you say your Potter, Reb Yehuda holds. He can't bring a Korban. Why? Because the person has to be able to be here b'shash chita. Reb Yehuda says no. You say the person is a faraway mokum. Even though he can't make it to Yerushalayim by day, he'll first make it by nighttime, he could bring a korban. You say it's enough, you have to be roy by daytime. And Morris says like this, Tomei Sheretz Rachmon Adachya. He asked me a question, if somebody touched the Sheretz today, that he's Tomei today, even though by nighttime he'll be tor. But since by daytime he's coming now, b'shas teshchita, there's a new p'tur ha-Torah. The Torah says, according to Reb Yehuda, you are potter, you can't bring a korban. The chassid, because the pasuk says, ish ish tiyeh tom lenefesh. Any person that's a tom lenefesh. The Torah says what? He can't bring a pesach rishon. He's pushed off to a pesach sheni. So what does a tom lenefesh mean? What does it mean somebody that's tom lenefesh? Mi lo yastinim, isn't the Torah talking about even in the case Shechal Shvi Yishaloyim Liyos Berav HaPesach. He learns that that Erev Pesach is the seventh day. So today is the seventh day, that means today they make the Azor, they spritz the Mechatas on him, and he goes to the Mikvah today, and by night time he's Tor. And still, the Be'afilu Hochi, even so, Omer Rachmon, the Torah says, Libchei, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda Dashan's this Pesach, that any time you're Tomei, throughout the day of Erev Pesach, even though you're such a person that at night time you'll be torn and you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach, still the Torah says, Litchi, you're pushed off, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni, you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. So it's Gzeiras HaKosav by Tumah, that if somebody's Tumah, even though he only has a Tumah Sheretz, that by night he'll be torn, but since throughout this Zman HaShchita and the bringing of the Korban, you're not ready to come into the Beis HaMikdash, here the Torah said, nothing doing, you're parted from the Korban. Mashenki, in the case where the person is way, far away, v'derech rechoika, the person is tohor. Just the reason why he can't get in, because he's too far away. So now, how far away do you have to be in order to have a p'tur? According to Yehuda, you have to be so far away that you can't even make it into Yerushalayim by the night time. But if you could make it into Yerushalayim by night time in order to eat the korban, then you would have a chiyah throughout the daytime, send a messenger, send the shliach to the Beis HaMikdash, let him have the korban brought for you, and let him bring it home in Yerushalayim, and you meet him there at night, and you have a chiyah to eat the korban. Because derech rechoike is not a tamei. It's only by a tamei that a person, the pasuk says, ish ish ki yeh tamei nefesh, he's pushed off the pesach sheni. Tana rabbanan, the rabbanan learned, hoyo oimed chutz l'moidiyin. Somebody standing outside Modi'in, that's the city that's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, that is potter from being in the Pesach Rishon. Now, that's according to Ula, that through this space, this span of 15 mil, that's how long it takes you to walk, like from Chatzos to Shkia. So even if you'd start walking in, you won't make it in by Shkia, therefore you're potter from being in the Korban. What about though, V'yochul ikonis besusim of a paradim? That we said, this measurement takes you to walk 15 mil, that's walking by feet. If you walk by foot, then it takes you that amount of time from Chatzos to Yom to Shkia, it'll take you that whole 6 hour period it will take you to walk in. And since you can't make it in time, you're potter. What about if you have a nice horse, right? You'll have a nice caddy of a paradise, and you'll be able to drive in fast to Yerushalayim. Maybe he's mechuyev to bring the korban. Yochel yechayev, I would think this person has the chiyev to get in fast. Since he has the ability to get in, maybe he's mechuyev to come in. Talmud Leimano, the pasuk says, Uva derech loy hoya. When do you have a chiyev to bring a Pesach Rishon? If you're not on the road, means you're not this far away from Yerushalayim. V'ya loy hoya b'derech. Mashenka, this person, since he is now 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, and by normal walking you can't make it in to be there, v'shas teshchita, the Torah said, you're potter from bringing the korban. Even though you have a fast horse, that you could get in there fast, so what? The Torah is totally how far away you are, and it's totally in how you can walk there. Rashi ba loy hoya, the chutzla medina, anybody far away from Yudin, there rechayku, that's called on the way, that's called the far away place. What about the opposite way? Somebody was near Yerushalayim. He was closer than Modin. He was less than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. And really, he's supposed to get to Yerushalayim and bring his carbon today. But he can't make it. His car broke down. If he wants to come with his whole family, so he has his kids and his wife on the camel, on the kronos, on the wagon. And you know, when your kids and your wife go, they take the time. They're not so fast. So because of them, you'll be late to Yerushalayim. Is Yochalai would think, lo yechayiv, maybe he's potter from Karas also. Because Lamaitha right now, the guy can't make it. He's on his camel with his own mishpacha, and the camel doesn't move, or the mishpacha doesn't move. He just can't get there. Maybe he's also potter from Karas. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, uvaderech lehoya. Do you know when you're potter from Karas if you don't bring the korban? Only if you were in the way. No, forget the Pasuk. If you are not in the way, then you have a chi of Karas if you don't bring it. This person is not called in the derech. This person was not 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. He was near Yerushalayim. So you have no ptur of the fact you couldn't get the mishpacha there. Like Rashi said, what you should have done is leave the mishpacha there and you go yourself to bring the carbon. The terrorist says, in Erev Pesach, you have a chiyah to bring the carbon Pesach. There's no ptur of the fact you couldn't get the mishpacha there. The mishpacha doesn't have to be there in Yerushalayim. Or in the Beis HaMikdash. You should have went there yourself to get to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon. And if you didn't do it, you have a chiyah of chorus. So Drashi Chayiv, Shein Ze Oinis, this is not called you an honest, like you're in an accident. Sheyesh Loi Li Shomit, you should have went yourself, V'leilach Yechidi, go by yourself, L'Ishchai, to bring the carbon. The camels and the whole Mishpacha couldn't make it. There's no chiyah for the camels and the Mishpacha to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be there. So Mel, that's not called the Ptur, the fact you couldn't get there. Everybody, you should have went to yourself. Oh my Rav, this is a bit of shver Gemara here, but just go see what the Gemara says. To really understand this little shver. Oh my Rav, Rav says Shisha Alfei Parsei Hev Alma. The world is 6,000 parsoim. That's the length of the world. So Rashi says Shisha Alfei Parsei Hev Alma means hekif, not completely around the world. No hekif from one side to the other side. What I call the half of the sphere. Half of the sphere of the world is 6,000 parsois. That's the way the sun travels. It's when the sun travels from east to west, I mean the daytime, half of the world, by going around, how far away is one half of the world, one equator? So the other equator, that's 6,000 parsoim. Now a pars is 4 mil, and a mil is around a half of a mile. So it's not so far off. It comes out to be around 12,000 miles. It's not so far off. And they say the world is supposed to be 24,000 miles around, all around. So halfway would be 12,000 miles, wouldn't be so far off. So she's alfei parsa, 6,000 parsa, a parsa is 4 mil, and a mil is on half of a mile. That's the length of half the world. The sumchad rikiyah, how much is the thickness of the shemayim? Rashi, sumchad rikiyah means uvav sharikiyah. How much is the thickness of the rikiyah, whatever that means? Alfa pasoi, that's 1,000 pasoi, that's all. It's one sixth of half the world. That's of the thickness of the rikiyah. Now, Chod the Gemara, whose Rav said this. So now, the Gemara is saying, Chod, one he learned the Gemara, he learned from his Rebbe. The Chod the Svara. And one of these things now Rav is saying with his own Svara. So Rashi says, Chod the Gemara. Shisha Alfei Parsa the Yalma Gemara Hevi, Merabi. He learned, Gomri Hevi Merabi, he learned it from his Rebbe. That how long is the world? It's 6,000 pasois. For all the alpha parsoi sumcha, but that we say the thickness of the rikiyah is only 1,000 parsas, that he says in his own svara. Midaita mihi deshis alpha parsa gemara, like we'll soon see. Once he learned from his Rebbe that the world is 6,000 parsam long, he knew that the thickness of the rikiyah is 1,000. How do you know that? Tomorrow says, Sovallah he holds like we had before, Rabbi Baba Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he said over from Rabbi Yechanan, that kama mahalach adam benini b'yoyim. How long does a normal, average person travel by day by foot? Yud pasois. A normal person could travel 10 pasois by day. Now me'alois ha-shachar v'yad ha-netachama, from the morning star until the sun rise, how long can a person walk? Hey milin. Five mil. Mishkiya sachama, from sunset, ad set chavim, until the stars come out, until it becomes laylam, chamisha milin, 5 mil. Nimtzo, so it comes down, how much do you travel by daytime? That means from Oilas HaShachar, from Netzachama until Shkiyah, that's the sun, the span when the sun travels from sunrise until sunset. How long can a person walk? 30 mil comes out. 30 mil. Now, nimsa, it comes out now, uvav shariki, the thickness of the rikiyam, echad mishishi bayim, is 1/6 of a day. So Rashi explains that the sunrise and sunset, that's when the sun comes up and the sun goes down, that's how long it takes the sun to go through across the whole world. Which we're saying is 6,000 pasois. Now that's a person walking, that's 30 mil. Now, how long it takes from the sun, Olas HaShachar, from the time the sun, the morning star, up until the sunrise, that takes 5 mil. So Rashi learns for some reason that's called the Zman when the sun travels through the thickness of the Rikiyam. Like at sunset, at Olas HaShachar, that's the sun, that's the morning star, that's when the sun starts to come from the top of the Rikiya and starts to travel down onto this world. So those 5 mil, it takes a man to walk 5 mil from Olas HaShachar up until Hanetzach Hama. Now 5 out of 30, throughout the whole daytime, a person walks 30 mil. So now, to how long it take a person to walk in the morning from Olas HaShachar until Shkia? It takes him to walk 5 mil. So 5 out of 30 is 1/6. Therefore, if it takes the sun from sunrise until sunset to travel 6,000 pasois, how long does it take the sun to travel from sunrise until before that the morning star, which is 5 mil, which is 1/6 of 30, is 1/6 of that, 1,000. So therefore, the sun, when it travels at Olas HaShachar from the beginning of the morning star, which Rashi, the Maraz Mashma, that's when the sun is on top of the Rikiya, it's traveling through the Rikiya to get down to this world. So it takes it 1/6 of the traveling time of the whole day. If the day from sunrise to sunset is 6,000, it is 30 mil, and you travel from Olas HaShachar to Netzach Hama 5, that's 1/6, 5 is 1/6 of 30, that's how you get the time the sun travels through the Rikiya is 1/6 of the time it takes it to travel through the whole world. Therefore, the thickness of the Rikiya is only 1,000 pasoi. That's what Rava wanted to say. The Moral Sumlin is Shlugim up. For the Moral Meister, we have a Kasha and Yerova. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says, Uv Yav Sharikiya, no, you know, the thickness of the Rikiya of the Shemaim, the sky, is Echad Mi'asara Bayim. It's 1/10 of the traveling time of the daytime. Not like you wanted to say it's 1/6, but he learns, no, it's 1/10. Echad Mi'asara Bayim. Teida, bring your raya like this. Kama Mahalach Odim Benini Bayim. How long does a person walk normally by daytime throughout the whole day? Is Esa Pasois. He walks 10 Pasois. That's the same thing we had before. 10 Pasois, that's a normal distance how long a person can walk throughout the day. Now, Umayor Les HaShachar. Now, what's called day? Day means Umayor Les HaShachar, from the morning star up until Sesek Echovim. That was the first Gemara we had in Psachim, the Bezom and Aleph, that said the daytime starts from Umayor Les HaShachar and it ends at Sesek Echovim. So it takes a person to walk 10 pasois throughout the daytime. Now, let's divide up to know how much time. Me'olas HaShachar ad Hanetzach Hama. From morning star up until Hanetzach Hama, up until the sunrise, Arbas Milin. It's not like we learned before. Before we learned it takes 5 mil. This is the Emes, it only takes 4 mil. Oh, yeah. Now, Meshkiyas HaChama, from sunset, V'yad Sesek Chovim until Sesek Chovim, also our boys Milan. It only takes 4 million. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not like we learned before, not like Rabbi Baruch Hanan said, that it takes 5 mil for the sunrise and from the sunset to Sesek Chovim. Now it's saying it only takes 4 mil. And this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, this is the Maskon here. Rabbeinu Tam learns that from Shkia up until Sesek Chovim takes 4 mil, like our Gemara. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, so you get 72 minutes after Shkia. Whoever's a machmat, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, because the Gemara says it takes 4 mil to walk from sunset up until Sesek Echovim. And a mil is 18 minutes. Therefore, if you have 4 mil, it's 72 minutes. That's how long it takes from the Shkia up until Sesek Echovim. That's this Gemara. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns our Gemara. So the Gra, the other sheet, is not like that. Because the Tosei Gufi is the Kasha. That the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein HaShemoshes is only called to a 3/4 of a mil. That's the Bein HaShemoshes. And here the Gemara is saying it's 4 mil. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that there are two Bein HaShemoshes. There's the beginning and there's the end. So our Gemara is saying here, from the beginning of sunset up until Sesek Chovim takes 4 mil, takes 72 minutes. And the Gemara in Shabbos that says it's only 3/4 of a mil, that's talking about the end of the Shkia, which is right near Sesek Chovim. The last few minutes is 3/4 of a mil. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. The Gra, the other Shittah is not like that. The Gra, the other Shittah is that the Gemara in Shabbos is the Ikka Gemara. That's from Shkia up until Sesek Chovim only takes 3/4 of a mil. Very short. It takes about 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes. You got a shear. And that's what our Gemara says here. From Shkia Sachama until Sesek Chovim is 4 mil. The Gra says it doesn't mean the beginning of Sesek Chovim. It means the end of Sesek Chovim. Like the stars coming out at two different times. There's a time when the stars start to come out, and there's a time when the stars end by coming out. So our Gemara here, according to Gra, is talking about when the end of Sesek Chovim is, which is, that's not the 72 minutes. But when night is, according to Gra, that's not the Gemara here in Psachim, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, an early Yizman. What's Nafkumina is the Chumram. The question is in the morning. The Gemara says clearly the same distance you have between Shkia at night and Sesek Chovim is the same distance in the morning you have between sunrise and Olas HaShachar. So the question, how long is that Olas HaShachar and Shkia? So partially according to the Gra, if you learn it's 72 minutes then, it's 72 minutes in the morning also. And according to some people say that it's different parts of the world, like here in America, in LA, some want to say in 35 minutes, or 50 minutes, it's called like that. So here in the morning also, then all you'd have to wait is just 50 minutes to know when it's called Olas HaShachar. But according to the Gra, it's not like that. According to the Gra, our Gemara is not really talking about the time from Shkia up until the beginning of night. And that means a longer time. Therefore, in the morning, it's also Nafkumina. Even though we know when sun rises, but how much before it's called Olas HaShachar, that's a big shali. We don't know exactly how much it is. Some people talk and say it's an hour and a half. Some people say it's at least 72 minutes. It's Nafkumina by a timer sometimes. If you want to eat before the day starts, the question, when does the day start? So our Gemara's Mashmet starts 4 mil before Nahanei Sechama, which would be more or less like 72 minutes before that. All right, that's the question. But Kopon Reb Yehuda is saying that it's only 4 mil in the morning and 4 mil by night. Biatis Chavim, our boss will Nimsus. How thick is the rakia? Only one tenth of the day. Because according to him, the daytime you have 4 and 4 take off, so that's 36, right? So that's 36 in between. So you have one tenth. You have 4 out of 36. So how do you get? Very good. Yeah, the Rashi says he counts the whole time. He counts the daytime from Olas HaShachar up until Sesek Chovim. So that's 40 mil. That's 40 mil. Now, how long does it take from Olas HaShachar until Hanetzachama? It takes only 4 mil. So that's how long it takes the sun to go through the Rekia. So I'm going to say that's one tenth. That's 4 mil out of 40 is one tenth. So he learns it's only the thickness of the Shemayim is only one tenth of the daytime. So Kitzur Gemara says to Yufta the Rova, according to Shab Yud, it's a Kashan Rova, and to Yufta the Yula. So to Yufta, it's a Kashan, both of them. They both said 5 mil, and Eri says 4 mil. For the Gemara Laimat, here, but to Yufta the Rav Yechnin, there should also be a Kashan Rav Yechnin. Because before the beginning of the Gemara, Omar Ula, and he said over the name, the Yom Rav Abachon, Omar Rav Yechnin, that he was the one that said that you carry 10, and Olas HaShachar, until the Etacham is 5 mil. And here we're saying now it's only 4 mil. So here it's a Kashan Rav Yechnin also. Omlof, the Gemara answers no. Ano b'yamam Mahudi Yamri. Rav Yechnin just said how long a normal person can walk throughout the daytime. A normal walk in the daytime, you could walk for 10 pasois, 40 mil. Now, Rabbanan Huda Kotoi, Rabbanan Ula, Rabbi Abachonah made a mistake. The Kachoshvin, the Kadmoi, the Chashuchai. The reason why they said 5 mil, because people start walking in the morning before really Olas HaShachar. When Ula did at night in the Chashuchah, people walk out longer than Sesek Chovim. That's why they could walk 5 mil. But really, from Olas HaShachar up until Netzachamah, or from Shkia up until Sesek Chovim, is only the amount of 4 mil. Not that people walk 5 mil because they start out walking earlier than the daytime and they walk later at night. For the more the lame with the Rebbe Chanina, let's say it's a kashin Rebbe Chanina, that he dashing from a posik, he dashing by light, the posik says, they started to push him from Orlos HaShachar, Uksiv HaShemesh Yotzal Oritz, V'loid Boetzo Yorov, and by Hanetz HaChamo, Loid got to Tzuarim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina measured that place, and it's a place of walking 5 mil. So here it's often a posse that says, Loid started to walk by Orlos HaShachar, and by Hanetz, he got to Tzuarim, which was 5 mil away. Let's say that's the Kashi now in Rabbi Yehuda, that's saying it's only 4 mil. And the Gemara by Yuitza Shani, there the Malachim were pushing Loid. If somebody pushes you, then you walk much faster. That's why there he walked 5 mil in this time of Eilat HaShachar until Meitz HaChamo. But really, normal walking, you only walk 4 mil from Eilat HaShachar up until Meitz HaChamo, which is like 72 minutes. So really, from this Gemara, it should come out that in the morning, you want to know how much day really starts before sunrise is 72 minutes. Now, Toshima, come now, bring your right. I'll slug all these Akash and all these Gemaras. Mitzrayim hoya arba meyas paso al arba meyas paso. Mitzrayim was 400 pasois by 400 pasois. That's how big Mitzrayim was. Mitzrayim echad mishishim b'kush. And Mitzrayim was 1/60th of Kush. That means Kush was 60 times 40 or 400 by 400. The Kush echad mishishim b'olam. And Kush was 1/60th of the whole world. So the whole world right now is much more than 6,000 pasois. Because here you have to do 60 times 60 times 400. It's much more than just 6,000 pasois. The oilam echad mishishim began. And this whole world is 1/60th of gan. The gan echad mishishim beidin. And gan is 1/60th of eidin. The eidin echad mishishim gehenim. And eidin, the biggest so far, is only 1/60th how big gehenim is. Nimsa comes out, kol olam kulu, this whole world, kikisa kederu gehenim. It's like the cover of a pot to gehenim. That's how big gehenim is. Lakor porim to yufte, it's a kasha in the Gemara before Rava wanted to say that shish alfei pasoi hevi alma, this world is only 6,000 pasois, which is, a parso is 4 mil, it's around 2 miles, that's 12 miles, here comes out, it's much, 12,000 miles, here comes out, it's much bigger. And Toshma, come now bring another ride, not like this. The Tana Deve Elio, it said over the name of Tana Deve Elio, that Rabbi Nosson Noimir, Rabbi Nosson said, Kol HaYishav Kuloi, like this whole world, Kol HaYishav Kuloi, Tachas Koichav Echad Yoshev, is only underneath one star. When you have one star in the Shemayim, underneath it is Kamat, the whole length of the world. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. Rashi's Mashm is only like 1,000 Pasois. Like what, that's called a Yishav. Rashi says, Shayishav Yosem Yelav Pasoim. It's at least more than 1,000 pasois underneath a star. Now, Teda, what's the raya? Shirei Adam Noisin Einav V'Koichev Echad. A person looks up in the Shemayim and sees one star. Hurlach LeMizruch, he could walk the east side. Oymid Kenegdo, the star's in the same position. Le'arba Ruchas Olam, whichever way he looks, Oymid Kenegdo, still the star stays in the same position. So you see, Mechlal, it's a raya, Techol HaYishav Kulay Tachas Koichev Echad. Mashma, the whole world, like the whole place where we live, where people live, is under one star. Is Yoshev. Melot Yufta. So Melag Rashi says, you look up in the Shemayim, how many stars up there? According to Rava, there should only be 6 stars in the Shemayim, that Rashi learns. Rashi learns, underneath each star, there's an amount of 1,000 pasois. So if you say the whole world, the length of it, from one equator to the other equator, is only 6,000 pasois, so there should only be 6 stars in Shemayim. And since we see thousands and thousands of stars in Shemayim, therefore the world is much, much greater, much, much bigger than what Rava said. Again, I'm not so sure exactly what it means here, but that's what it says. Toshima, another raya. Eglo Agola, that's the wagon, they say the big bear in the stars. Bitsofen is on the north side. The Akra, the scorpion, that's Bedermas on the south side. The Chol HaYish of Kulu, the whole place where the people live on this world, Ein the Yoshev Ela Ben Agola Yakrav. It's between the big bear, between Agola, the wagon, and Akrav, and the scorpion, in those stars, that's where the whole people live on this world. V'chol ha'yishav kuloi einoi, eina hevei ele shoachas. Now the whole yishav, the whole length of this world, is really how long it takes the sun to go, just 1 hour. Ele shoachas b'yoyim, 1 hour of the day. Why? Shein chama nechnesas l'yishav, the sun really only travels through the world, ele shoachas b'yoyim, only 1 hour of the day. Teidar bring your ayah. Shebechamisha, the 5th hour of the day in the morning, chama b'mizruch, the chama is still on the east side. Over Sheva on the 7th hour of the day, after Chatzos, Chama v'Marav, the sun is traveling already towards the west side. Chatzis Sheish, Here for the six, v'chatzis sheva, that's from like 12:30 to 1:30, cham medis b'roish kolodim. That's the time when the sun stands up straight upon everybody. So mashma, that's the only time the sun travels through the world. So the sun travels in 1 hour the distance of the whole world. So it comes out, it travels in 1 hour distance of the whole world, so that where the sun travels from the from through the Rekiyah is much longer than the whole world. It's like the sun is only traveling through the world only 1 hour of the day. That's the time in the middle of the day when the sun is straight above it.